Morning.
You're on.
I'll talk about it.
Good morning. We'll call the Gage County Board of Equalization order for Wednesday, February 10th, 2021 at 8:33 on the clock. The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation. Juergens, Haxby, Schuler, Thiemann, Dorn, and Byers. Up first, approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
I'd move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Dorn. Please vote. We're having technical difficulties.
Try that again.
6 in favor. Motion carries. Approve or disapprove minutes of the previous meeting.
I'd move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Dorn. Please vote. 6 in favor. Motion carries. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Seeing none. Ask for a motion to approve or disapprove tax correction slips numbers 5 through 8.
I would move to approve the tax correction slips 5 through 8. Is there any discussion?
Basically, what has happened there is that's hinky-dinky that is equated to our SunMart out here. And the different counties, they have filed a new amended return for personal property, so there's like 4 years there. I called up to the state, and they've done it in more than one county, so, and it's self-reporting, so that's just an adjustment based on that. But that's all the same. It's current year and 3 years back that they can alter their personal property, so. And it's happened in other counties, because we haven't seen anything like that for a long time, but that's what it is, basically, so.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Dorn. Please vote. 6 in favor. Motion carries. Anything else for equalization?
You want me to talk for 15 minutes?
How about 1?
About 2.
I would be glad to give you 14.
Okay, so basically, especially for the new board members, we have homestead exemptions that go out, and they go out to our elderly and to our veterans, our disabled people. And so starting in February, we send those out, and then those are due back by June 30th. And so the requirements are that you're owner of record and living there as of January 1st of every year. And then there's income guidelines and on disabilities for veterans. There's guidelines for that, but they have until June 30th. So we're working on that right now because we sent all those out, so a lot of the elderly will be coming in. So we help that with that. And then personal property goes out too. So that's you guys are farmers, so you've gotten your personal property. Those are due by May. I think it's May 1. I don't know. The older I get, the more I'm going to have to write
things
down.
Same time taxes are due, ain't they?
Huh?
Same time the tax, first half of the
tax. I think so, yeah. Yeah. I think it's May 1. yeah, I'm pretty sure. So the personal property went out too. So we had large mailings last week. So that's kind of where we're at on that. Had Roger write a letter because we did have a TURC hearing from 2019. We had 4 or 5 of them, but Lloyd Dickinson's out where it's warm. So he'll be back, and so we asked to have that extended till he comes back. So, and that was to the Turk. So that's kind of all we've got right now. Unless anybody else has any questions, but...
Did you get a lot of protests?
For what?
On the taxes, the value?
We would have done those in the summertime, June. We had about 100. So what Lori's got now, Lori collects the taxes, so I don't know whether nobody's really come over to my office, but it's pretty much settled by then, so. Yeah. I just tell them when they get them in December, don't open them until after Christmas.
A nice Christmas present.
It does come out at kind of a bad time, but.
That's one thing, Patty always sends a card.
No, Lori. We got to get these office. I always get it in May. I have to send my stuff out in May. Lori gets the.
Well, as long as you get the appropriate increases on Juergens' property, that's the main thing.
He can come help me with Agland.
Harry doesn't own anything.
That's a That's a kind of a tough one this year. It doesn't appear like it's going to go up at all. But
it's strange to me, but well, I can see it now at the prices, but some of the farms that have been sold this fall, shall we say, I thought you would see it doing this, but I don't see that.
There were some that went down.
But my time frame ends on September 30th of 2020 and 3 years back. So things that are happening now are not in my study. And I'm not going to be raising anything, it appears. So I'm having the state look at it right now. A lot of the folks that were my age are no longer there. They've retired. So I've got some new ones on board. So, but I've asked them to look at it. CRP is kind of a real, because there's not a lot of do you guys really know on the CRP, are they letting they're not letting everybody back in again?
There's a big sign up coming up.
Is it going to go back to?
Well, it's right now. Is
yeah,
it?
Right.
February 12th. Is it?
Yeah.
Well, they extended the deadline.
They opened it back up.
But I believe it's more lucrative this time, they said. So they, I think, will probably get some people enrolled in before. There was a bunch of people signed up. Hardly anybody was accepted in the last 2 years, 3 years, except for a little patch here, a little there. There wasn't any people accepted.
And I think their payment went down too, didn't it, from what it was?
That's what
I
heard.
But I think this new one now here that's coming out with, they said they adjusted that up a little. I don't know. I haven't looked.
Yeah, because the last few sales we've seen, it's kind of up again, but I don't know. That's the hardest one is the ag land to keep that. I mean, it just there's so many classifications, and you have so much difference. You have dry, you have pasture, you know, everything on a farm, so it's not as easy. Residential's a lot easier when you're doing a likable house versus a likable house. So, but I've got different ones looking at it. Lloyd's looked at it. Bob's looked at it. I've looked at it, so we're all kind of trying to. But it doesn't appear for this year that that's probably going to change any. Not much, if anything. So, residential, well, it's still pretty, boy, north, acreages, Cortland, Adams, everything that has tied to Lincoln is really. And with acreages, I'm thinking there's some blue sky. There has to be with what people are even paying for the older stuff. You know, they just want to be out in the country with the 3 acres or 5 acres, and so. That's what we work on, and we have to have done by March 19th now. So, okay, that's my 2 minutes, Merrick.
All right, anything else for equalization?
I paid for the blue.
I think you went past the 2 minutes, but.
That's okay. You can handle it.
If there's nothing else, we'll adjourn equalization at 8:41 on the clock. Thank you, Patty.